As we get going here, and my wife back from Memphis, that was happening last night. Although it's amazing what misunderstandings can occur, because Dawson picked her up at the airport in Eau Claire, and it was around, 11:30, and so she got home, and then we said, oh, he's still in the driveway, and we saw, and then she got a text from him, and she was understanding, oh my, he got pulled over. No. It turned out he had texted that apparently, as he had driven back to his place, that somebody else had been pulled over, two squad cars. And so, anyhow, misunderstandings, right? They happen. So it's amazing. You know, this wonderful quote I've clung to from Stuart Briscoe as a public speaker, he talked about, if there's any way people can misunderstand you, they will. And I think about that in public speaking terms, but then even in terms of just a husband to wife, or it's just amazing, coworker to coworker, it's amazing how, that's why they say, seek to understand before you seek to be understood, which, and that lines up with James 1:19, right? My advice for everybody getting married, especially the guys, is be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. So, wow, those have been life lessons for me, those things, so. All right, well, it is the ongoing Backpack to School Challenge going on. And I would like to size up as best I can kind of where we're at before I determine. We've done really well here early morning the last couple of days. I have to say, we had a goal of $700. We hit $750. We had a goal of $1,000, and we reached $1,500. And, wow, I see a very generous gift that came in yesterday evening. And this was actually for WIB Incorporated, so that's awesome, for the nonprofit corporation. Thank you to Tyler for that. And our friend Agnes giving from Menominee 1221 yesterday is the last time somebody had given through WIB.com. So it's been quiet for too long. Thank you to Nick, who gave a donation of $200 yesterday morning at 10:23. And this is what Nick says. And I know Nick was one of our, I think Nick actually won. Yeah, he was one of our winners of Ohana Pizza. He was the one who would correctly guess for King and Country as the headliner for next year. And he says this with his gift. He says, this gift is to bless a family who may not have enough at the moment to provide for their children. As a family with four kids, my wife Carissa and I would like to give back, as we are thankful to have more than enough right now to provide for our children. We've also been in past situations where this was not the case and know what it's like to struggle daily, not knowing how we'll provide for our future. We know this. God provides, and we can rest on Him in all situations. You know, that's striking, and that is my plan today as well. Is there was some audio, and I want to find it, from Bonnie, who was on, from We Care Eau Claire, who was on with Dawson yesterday as he was running the board and checking in with Caleb at the National Night Out in Chippewa Falls, kind of the prelude to things at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. And Dawson asked Bonnie, like, do you have a story? You have a story from your time with We Care Eau Claire. And she talked about a mom, I think in a wheelchair, who'd come and had four kids, and just how excited they were to receive the help from We Care Eau Claire. And Bonnie had said, oh, we wished we could do more. And I don't know, that I was kind of misty-eyed hearing that. And so that's what my intention was, too, to get my skin in the game. And it's exactly lined up with Nick's today. So, Nick, thank you for that. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for your comment. We love those comments. And that's what I'm going to throw out here this morning. We'll try to figure out a goal. But it's, would you be willing to give, in the spirit of what Nick says there, he says, this gift is to bless a family who may not have enough at the moment to provide for their children. I want to echo that. You beat me to it, Nick. Thank you. With your words and gift yesterday, but inspiring me, and that's what my sense is to do that same type thing. So mine's not in yet. I'll try to submit it here this morning, but we'd love to hear from you as well at WWIB.com. Thinking of those who may not have enough at the moment to provide for their children, Would you be willing to step in and help?
I want to do my part as well, too. We're not just giving lip service to this. I want to put my money where my mouth is. So I want to start off and hoping maybe there'd be something out there already for the 7 a.m. slump to turn that around. But I'm going to try to start things off. So I want to pledge $100 for my family, $100 for the Backpack to School Challenge for two children's backpacks and school supplies. So $900 away with that pledge, $900.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. We have a goal of trying to raise $1,000 for the Backpack to School Challenge by 8 o'clock this morning. Things have been quiet, and they've been tough in the 7 o'clock hour, so much so we're calling it the 7 o'clock hour slump. And so we're trying to break out of that and asking for your help this morning. And Caleb, you've talked about, I think we're both going to acknowledge our own personal skin in the game here this morning.
Yeah, I mentioned $100, which puts us $900 away from our goal of $1,000 before 8 a.m. saying, hey, maybe this is the day, hump day Wednesday here, just a couple days left in our Backpack to School Challenge, which is only for 1 week. We know we're intense about it, but it's only for 1 week. And truly, this is an incredibly deep need locally and internationally, and an incredible opportunity for joy in giving generously and cheerfully to those who have less.
And so before I announce what I would like to do, I would like to play Bonnie. Bonnie Thaliker has been a volunteer with We Care Eau Claire for 5 years. She was in studio with Dawson yesterday on The Drive. And Dawson asked her, does she have a story or a memory of her time with We Care Eau Claire in the backpack and school material distribution?
I had one lady, she was a mother, and she had 3 or 4 kids. And poor little thing, the mom was in a wheelchair. And one of our volunteers was helping her, mm-hmm. you know, collect all the items and yeah. go back and get things. And I just wish could do more for her.
Yeah.
But her and her family were just so appreciative to get the items to help out. Because like your ad says, it's like $50
to
fill a backpack. And if you have 2, 3, 4 kids, mm-hmm. that really adds up. If you're going to have to supply shoes and clothes
right.
and everything. So I know she was very appreciative, and her kids loved the backpacks that they got. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure everyone that comes to the day of the event is very appreciative for everything.
So as that hit me yesterday, I moistened my eyes as I was driving, doing my sales job, and I was just like, all right, that's what I'm going to give to. And I think Nick summed it up with his gift of $200 yesterday. He said, this gift is to bless a family who may not have enough at the moment to provide for their children. So I'm thinking of the woman in the wheelchair that Bonnie was remembering, thinking what Nick has. I think we're right in the same vein there, Nick. So I want to give $200. I'm on my phone right now trying to make my donation. And so thank you to Bonnie for coming in and sharing that story. I want to give to those who don't have enough.
Thank you so much, Havel. So again, $300 between your pledge and mine, and we want to say, hey, can the 7 a.m. slump turn around? Will there be other people who could match my 100 or Halvo's 200, or someone who says, well, I could do 25 or 50, or someone who says, man, I could do the final 700 and get you right to your goal here and completely turn around this 7 a.m. hour slump? We would love to hear from you at WWIB.com. It's right at the top of the page. Again, this is local. This is international. And it moves me so much, again, knowing how vast the WIB listening area is, Havel. When we've heard from folks from Greenwood or heard from folks from Onalaska, things like that, saying, I know it's not my exact local community with Chippewa County and Eau Claire County and definitely not Liberia, West Africa, but a child in need is a child in need. And I have a chance to again, wrap the arms of Christ's love around them to be the hands and feet of Christ through my giving. And as so often we say when we're doing these kind of intense fundraising efforts here for others on WWIB, these are folks who you'll probably never see this side of heaven. They'll never be able to thank you for your gift and say, wow, that was so generous of you. But laying up treasures where it really belongs by sharing your earthly material treasures.
Absolutely. We play so many great songs that inspire and encourage and uplift. We just celebrated at One Fest over the weekend. I'm thinking of so many Brandon Heath songs have been helpful to me, but probably none more than Give Me Your Eyes. I want to have the eyes of Jesus and see like he sees.
Well, Heather from Altoona responding to the call here in the 7 a.m. slump. Heather giving $100 at WWIB.com.
Thank you, Heather.
for the Backpack to School Challenge. So again, my pledge, Havel's pledge, Heather's gift, $400. So we're $600 away with half an hour exactly to go before 8 a.m. Let's turn this around this morning. Again, maybe there's people out there who've been hearing this and saying, yep, today's the day. Today's the day I will help. And we're so grateful for any amount you're able to give. We're halfway there, getting you back to the tunes in just a moment. But interrupt and let you know that Marcy from Bloomer, I think Marcy already gave. And Marcy giving again and saying, hey, I want to help and serve and help turn around that 7 a.m. hour slump that you've been in. And so we are halfway toward our goal of $500 given because Marcy just gave $100 at WWIB.com to serve children locally and internationally through our Backpack to School Challenge.